And now the game where we ask somebody great about something silly. George Clinton grew up surrounded by the classic music of the 50s and 60s. He wanted to make his own mark. And what he decided to do was to dress like a wild man, put his guitarist in a diaper, land on stage in a spaceship, and generally spread funk around the world with his band Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I was surprised you have a book out now, a memoir of your amazing life. I always thought that you came from an alien planet. It turns out that you grew up in Newark, New Jersey. Not that different.
Not much different.
I'm just curious as how you get from, you know, the streets of Newark in the 50s to, you know, Parliament Funkadelic in the 70s with your crazy outfits and the characters and the music. So Parliament, your first band you called Parliament, was really, it was kind of like a more of a Motown band. How would you describe it?
We were doo-wop group, like the Temptations.
Really? Did you all dress? Was you like your first band costumes?
Suits are light, hairdos are light.
And I also understand that you worked as a hairstylist for a while?
I worked in a barbershop. I used to make the waves in the brothers' hair, you know, like Nat King Cole, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Really? They used to come in and used to do their hair?
Yeah, we had all celebrities got their hair done back in those days.
Really?
Celebrities, pimps, and preachers.
Did you ever...
All the same thing.
Really, pretty much.
Same.
So... tell me how it all started. How you went from like singing in you know those guy groups with the identical suits to the amazing, kind of crazy science fiction spectacle that was Parliament Funkadelic.
Well, you go out to Motown for a minute, and then you get a hit record and go to Boston and drop acid and take off, and you don't come back until 35 years later.
You're not telling me, sir, that your music was in any way influenced by drugs, are you?
Oh, no. We influenced the drugs.
I mean, Alonzo was saying backstage that the whole point of the music was to get people to dance. Is that right?
He asked me who were Sir Nose devoid of funk. And I tried to explain to him the whole story and how Sir Nose was a bad guy in Flashlight. He finally broke down.
Right.
And that has to be the biggest party song ever written, right? I mean, when Flashlight
When
hits,
you get busted in your butt by the bop gun in the Flashlight, your booty will betray you.
How do you not understand that,
Peter? That.
George Clinton, when your cousin Hillary becomes president and names you Secretary of Funk, what would be your first order of business to improve our country?
Oh, my God. I don't get into politics. even though we played for Clinton's second inaugural ball.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we played for them, and they danced on stage while we were playing.
Did Bill Clinton's booty betray him?
Well, yes, but somewhat later.
Really, Faith?
No.
One of the things I was reading about in your book is that you've sort of had this weird, I guess, your music from the 70s and 80s has had a second life because hip-hop artists from the 90s and now started sampling your beats, right?
Oh, yeah, but funk is the DNA for hip-hop.
Yeah.
So if you got a booty, you're going to dance to disco, funk. You know, whatever's going on, funk is going to be involved in it.
When you first started hearing the sampling being played, were you flattered, or were you like, why can't you guys learn to play a guitar yourself?
No, I was very flattered. To me, that was much better than hearing your record on the K-Tel package on TV.
All right.
I have to say, out of all the memoirs I've read to interview people on the show, you have the best title. It is Brothers Be Yo Like George, Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. That, by the way, was the same title. I just translated it into, like, white guy. That was, so you understand.
It's painful to listen to.
It really is. I'm sorry.
George, if you could see this panel, if you could see the funk on this stage.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
You and the mothership would have a lot of work to do.
I know. Hey, I just want to, one question. We were talking about drugs. I understand you don't do drugs anymore. You're living clean.
Well, I got my marijuana card. I ain't going to lie.
No, all right. Legal now, baby.
Okay.
I mean, what? When you went to get your medical marijuana card, what did you say your ailment was? It's an I'm a funk addict.
I told him I was recovering from smoking crack.
Well, George Clinton, we are so excited to talk to you, and we have asked you here today to play a game we're calling
Welcome to Parliament, Governadelic.
So you founded the band Parliament, what, 50 years ago now. We're going to ask you three questions about the real British Parliament. And I know you've been there. You have a picture in your book of being in the halls of Parliament, right?
Yes, but you read the book, right?
Yeah.
Then you read that I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the book is like, oh, yeah, the 70s. I don't got much for you. I think it was fun.
If it wasn't for flashbacks, I wouldn't have no memory at all.
Well, this is great. You're in a good position, then, to play this game. Ignorance helps, usually. If you get two of these multiple-choice questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, our friend Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. So, Bill, who is the master of funk George Clinton playing for?
Elias Newell Wilmot of Woodstock, Connecticut.
All right, here's your first question.
Oh, there's a funky name.
Here's your first question. In the British House of Parliament, members are never allowed to do what while there? Can't do this. A, bring their mistresses onto the floor. B, die. C, drink beer that's cooled below 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, I'm going to say drink cold beer.
Drink cold beer. They don't do that in Britain, it's true, but that's not the law. The law is they can't die. It's an ancient law. Apparently the reason is, and I find this hard to understand, but the House of Parliament is a royal palace, and if you die in a royal palace, you get a state funeral. They don't want to do that. So as one expert on this put it, if they see you looking a bit sick, they carry you out quickly. So don't die. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
You still have two more chances. Parliamentary historians say that when members do not want to be on the record as voting on a divisive, controversial issue, they would do what? A, pretend to be too drunk to vote. B, do the classic British cough vote, like, Gorgay! Gaffney! Or hide in the bathroom.
I would say hide in the bathroom.
And you'd be right. One improvement that the ancient British Parliament Hall has on the U.S. Capitol is there is a small bathroom right there in the chamber behind an oak panel, and people say that if you ever didn't want to be in the record or didn't want to be found, they just hide in the bathroom until it was over. All right. If you get this last one right, you win. Here we go. The House of Parliament is led by a Speaker of the House, just like ours is. Tradition, though, in Britain is that he takes his seat, or she takes her seat, in a ceremony in which what happens? A, every other member buys him a drink, which he must drink. B, he is literally dragged to the ceremonial chair by the members. Or C, he must perform an ancient dance called the writhing of the speaker.
Okay, I'm going to go with dance.
You're going to go with dance that he has to do a dance? Have you ever seen a British politician?
Oh, no, he can't dance.
No, none of those people can dance.
I'm going to take B.
You're going to take B?
Yes.
Dragged to the ceremonial chair?
Yes.
You're right. It is a ceremony. It's called the dragging of the speaker, and it dates back to the times when the king would sometimes get upset with the Speaker of the House and have him beheaded. So presumably they don't want the job. They do. They're pretending. Bill, how did George Clinton do on our quiz?
He got 2 out of 3. That is a funkin' win.
Yes.
Funkin' win.
George Clinton's new autobiography is Brothers Be Yo Like George, Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. George Clinton, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, George.
Thanks for joining us.
You're great. Thank you, George.
Take care, y'all.